The Prime Minister's emissions trading scheme has split the green movement. Two of the biggest high-profile environmental groups have offered qualified support for it, while 11 other groups are opposed and want the government to go back to the drawing board. At the same time, the government is increasing the pressure on the coalition to back the carbon trading legislation. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The government's linked voting for its renewable energy target and associated exemptions for heavy polluting industries with voting for the emissions trading scheme. That's angered the non-government senators who accuse Labor of playing political games and being sneaky, because while they want to back the mandatory renewable energy target, they're faced with not being able to because they're opposed to the carbon trading scheme. The Climate Change Minister, Penny Wong, isn't budging.
Industry said to us, Australian business said to us, we need you to look at the cumulative cost of these two reforms. So we made a very sensible policy decision, which has been public since April of this year, to link the way in which assistance was provided under both the renewable energy target and the CPRS.
You've been accused of playing political games, being sneaky and sinking pretty low in order to wedge the coalition. Is it fair to try to use consensus on renewable energy targets to force opposition senators to back what they see as a very inadequate emissions trading scheme?
Well, this is the opposition who have got themselves into a corner blaming others for problems of their own making. An opposition who can't bring themselves to support the CPRS because of division in their party room. This is the package of compensation assistance that went to the COAG meeting earlier this year. So this is not new, and if the opposition have only just woken up to one of the consequences of their failure to look to the national interest, that is an issue for the opposition.
And as the coalition, Greens and other crossbench senators ponder how to deal with the dilemma served up to them by the government, the environment movement has split over the emissions trading scheme. Green groups, including the Wilderness Society, Greenpeace and state-based conservation councils, have decided to oppose the scheme and are calling for it to be scrapped. They've distanced themselves from two of the most high-profile groups, the Australian Conservation Foundation and WWF, who last month tentatively supported the government's revised scheme. Mark Wakeham from Environment Victoria says the government plan fails the environment and the climate.
There are so many flaws in the scheme and loopholes that Australia's greenhouse pollution is likely to continue to rise, and that's a breach of the commitments that were made to the Australian public that Australia would be playing a leading role on climate change and would be part of the solution.
The Green groups maintain the government's approach is dangerously inadequate and want it toughened up. They're planning a series of rallies this weekend calling for the emissions trading scheme to be scrapped.
And we'll be working on a campaign nationally over the coming months, both to oppose the CPRS in its current form, but also to support new measures that would create new green jobs and fast-track the transition to a clean energy economy. There's potential to double the federal renewable energy targets. We could be following the lead of the US in introducing strong vehicle emissions targets so that our vehicle fleet becomes much cleaner. We need to be taking action to protect the carbon that's stored in our forests and woodlands. And there's huge potential to save energy through a national energy savings plan.
Mark Wakeham from Environment Victoria, ending that report from Alexandra Kirk.